In Keeler's last book, Woebegone Boy, the creator of A Prairie Home Companion savaged public radio talk shows. This time, he's picked a different target. The book is called Me by Jimmy Big Boy Valenti, as told to Garrison Keeler.
This is a work of satire that is not shooting the wounded. This is a work of satire that is about somebody who is riding high at this point. That's who satire is supposed to go after.
In the book, Keeler says Jimmy Big Boy Valenti is an orphan adopted by Lutherans who transforms himself by weightlifting, changes his name, and joins the Navy Walruses, which stands for Water, Air, Land, Rising Up Suddenly. He takes up pro wrestling, but after a while his back hurts and he's tired of the wrestling life.
He's approached by a man from the Ethical Party who wants him to run for governor, and it's such a beautiful idea to get vindication after having earned your living as an adult wearing pink boas and spangly tights and creating the role of a jerk to make immense crowds of people angry at you. He wants respect, and this is the way to get it.
Keeler started writing the book just after the election, amazed and inspired, he says, by how Ventura used the Jesse the Body wrestling character to run for governor. A character Keeler says was at the heart of Ventura's radio persona, too. An article in yesterday's tabloid New York Post said Keeler was delivering a body slam to Ventura with the book, but Keeler denies that characterization.
It's not an attack at all. I rather like the governor. I think he is in the course of discovering himself in public and figuring out who he is. And he's successfully shed a lot of his rough edges while still holding on to his essential outlook and view of life.
For his part, Ventura told the St. Paul Pioneer Press newspaper he's upset that Keeler wrote a book based on him without his permission. Quote, "To me, that's cheating." Even though the governor is an undeniable public figure, Ventura has repeatedly claimed he has rights to his name and image. He's also mad about supposedly unauthorized T-shirts and a TV movie. But last night, Ventura told Minnesota Public Radio he really wasn't mad at Keeler.
I could care less. He's an artistic person, and you know, I am very successful at what he does. He makes Minnesota proud. You know, I have no problem.
And in his interview yesterday, Keeler was equally magnanimous.
This man is not a shallow or dense person, and isn't portrayed as such in this book. This is not a book about a dummy. He's not a dummy. He's very smart.
Garrison Keeler's book will arrive in bookstores at least 3 months before Ventura's own ghost-written memoir, I Ain't Got Time to Bleed. The governor is reportedly going to be paid up to $500,000 for his book. Keeler says he'll sign a copy of the Big Boy Valenti book and send it over to the governor. But will Ventura read it?
No, because I'm writing my own, the real version. He's entitled, I guess, to do it. Does he know enough about it, though?
Keeler's research included watching Jesse the Body highlight tapes, and he apparently knew enough to write a piece for Time magazine assessing Ventura's appeal to a, quote, jaded, repressed Scandinavian public. Sometimes we like to surprise ourselves, he writes in Time. Minnesota is a $12 billion a year operation, and we've taken the janitor and made him CEO. That line still rankles the governor.
I have nothing against him, but he made a statement after I won the election, something to the effect they put the janitor in charge of the corporation. And so, being a good Navy SEAL, I never get mad, I get even.
The dispute over Keeler's book isn't the first time Ventura's taken a poke at Keeler, and vice versa. On Monday, at a Minnesota Public Radio forum on the state budget, a member of the audience asked why Ventura proposed eliminating funding for public broadcasting. Here's an exchange including Ventura, Senate Majority Leader Roger Moe, and NPR's Gary Ikton.
And there are a lot of people in public radio that are making very large sums of money.
Is that true, Gary?
Oh, yeah. Well, I bet you could ask Garrison Keeler. I'd like to see his W-2.
The budget forum exchange happened just 2 days after a new skit aired on A Prairie Home Companion. Keeler, playing Detective Guy Noir, is visited by Governor Ventura, played by Tim Russell.
How you doing, Governor?
Oh, this governor thing is wearing me out.
Yeah?
Let me tell you.
Huh.
I only been in for...
You look kind of tired.
that's it. 3 weeks and I need a vacation. You know, the stuff you got to read. Pages and pages and pages of all this budget crap.
Yeah.
You're supposed to do what? Make recommendations or something? Uh-huh. I don't get it. I read one page and I'm like, get me out of here, boy.
Hey, you don't.
For the record, Keeler, now an independent contractor and no longer an employee of Minnesota Public Radio, does make a large undisclosed sum of money. He's also a major donor to NPR and has dedicated half the royalties for two previous books to the network, although there's no such arrangement with the Valenti book. He admits that Ventura's election is a huge gift for Minnesota humorists, and it's hard to miss the implications when Keeler says everyone wants to talk about Ventura and read about him. Readers get their chance soon. Keeler's parody of Ventura is due out at the end of this month. Ventura's version comes out in June. Now, the two Minnesota institutions may be battling it out again on the bestseller list this summer. John Raby, Minnesota Public Radio.